Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Motorists are being warned they face very treacherous icy conditions in parts of the UK this morning after another night of sub-zero temperatures. A yellow weather warning for ice from the Met Office is in place across much of the north of England until noon. Ground operations by the Israeli military now cover every part of Gaza, according to IDF chiefs. They've ordered more evacuations in the south of the territory. Man City and Tottenham earned a point apiece in a thrilling 3-3 draw as the Premier League weekend came to a dramatic climax. The champions dropped to third, but City boss Pep Guardiola isn't overly concerned just yet.
Still a lot of games, so, and that is the point. So we are in the position that it happened lately, it's happening, so okay, let's go, challenge this situation.
And the UK's only giant pandas will depart for China today after spending 12 years in Scotland. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Such passion, such flair. The colours bizarre yet evocative, the shapes bold yet somehow fluid. It's a shame the tray table must now be stowed and the colouring book back in Mum's bag. Everyone should feel free to express themselves, even the littlest flyers. That's why at Virgin Atlantic, we give out kids' packs on every flight from the UK. Virgin Atlantic. See the world differently.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking.
This winter, the NHS is encouraging people to get to the help they need by using NHS 111. If you need urgent medical help but not sure where to go, use 111 to get assessed and directed to the most appropriate local service, including your GP practice, pharmacy, or nearest urgent treatment centre. People who need help in another language can call 111 and ask for an interpreter. NHS 111 is an easy and convenient way to get urgent help for a wide range of health problems from the comfort of your own home. You can call 111, go online at 111.nhs.uk or use the NHS app.
Getting your flu and COVID jabs is one of the best ways to stay protected this winter. The jabs are free, don't contain any pork products, and will protect you and your family from getting really unwell from flu and COVID as we approach Christmas. There's still time to book both your jabs now. Hurry before it's too late. Visit your local walk-in service, check out the NHS website, or call 119 for free to speak to a translator.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Two cribs, meet me at the other one. Black, white, made back in a great one. When I'm at the bank, only time I chase some. Thought I played for the Lakers, way I lay up. Up 5 days straight, but we ain't take none. Yeah, I got a few, you wanna take some? High factory paddock, this ain't a stainless. Big pack, 500K, my appraisal. Yeah, she keep, she got the glue up. Yeah, Cartier bangle, she about to blow up. Put on all of the ice when she show up. Show. Yeah, diamond chain tangle, she got four of them.
I know you wanna be the main one.
About to get more.
Yeah, I got a hold of some. like God to Jamaica. She said she want me my main one. Sunshine when the rain come. Wanna be my ride or die, she wanna ride the lane one. I told her we could flame one. She told me she could bring some. I asked her where it came from. She said we got the same plug. I said, okay, alright, alright. You looking like the wifey type. You looking like tonight's the night. You looking at me like the lightning. Pussy just need a kiss. That pussy cat need tiger stripes. She pussy like a fist. Like it like the fight. Say she want a family man, a fine man, a famous man. And if she hot maintenance, tell her I could be a maintenance man. Wanna be my main girl. Wanna be in Wayne's World. Jones and like James L. Don't tell I ain't hers.
Look around, can't see what we be suffering. The future economy's got to ring. Well, born a as a sufferer, grow up as a sufferer, struggle as a sufferer, make it as a sufferer, fight as a sufferer, survive as a sufferer. You tell me they get away with the most of them are sufferer. The family police take with them right through them are sufferer. Me no say no one a vindicate for all the sufferer. Feel it as a sufferer, the pressure in the sufferer. Me a tell you, me a prime minister for the sufferer. Who know in a parliament give something for the sufferer? Who know it's a government provide for all the sufferer? Food for the sufferer, shelter for the sufferer. Build some better schools and training center for the sufferer. Politicians take the guns and give it to the sufferer. Sufferer go take the gun and shoot another sufferer. Who full of the prison, you don't see a be a sufferer. Who full of those and ask me girls and be a sufferer. Mama she a sufferer, papa he a sufferer. Can't make me children grow up to sufferer.
Almost sorry, I'm sad to say, you can't stop me back today. I've been working to get my pay, my pay some way. So sorry, I'm sad to say, you can't stop me back today. I've been working to get my pay.
Tell me it's a balance and the eagle, they must suffer. We should be the Africa, but down there we are suffer. Let me still behind the cool and keep we have to suffer. The rich is getting richer while them keep we have to suffer. Evil is a religion to what we have to suffer.
Who call that the most?
You know, sister, you have to suffer. Can't stop the suffer. Hard working suffer. The system designed to keep the people that suffer. Why the politician, them depriving all the suffer. Striving suffer, surviving suffer. You tell me that they get to some ambition suffer. Someone we turn in a rabbit and go for the suffer.
Almost sorry, I'm sad to say, you can't stop me back today. I've been working to get my pay. Almost sorry, I'm sad to say, you can't stop me back today. I've been working to get my pay.
Colorful radio.
Jabs.
Thank you.
and welcome to Metaphorically Speaking. I'm Delia Delore, and each week we dissect a popular motto, mantra, or metaphor, looking at their origins and finding how they translate to everyday life. We also have a special guest this week, guests who speak about their resonance with their chosen expression. We're bringing you a slightly different show this week, as we have not one, but three guests who are all part of a Metaphorically Speaking team. This week's metaphor generated so much conversation between us that we thought we might as well record our thoughts too. The metaphor actually came from the one and only Vanessa Williams, who I'm sure you've all heard of. She's not only the first African-American woman to win Miss America, but also a singer, actress, and designer too. I recently interviewed her in Columbia, South Carolina, as she performed in the Auntie Karen Foundation's Legends concert with the Color of Music Festival of Black Classical Musicians. We spoke about her pride of her life's journey so far, and if you didn't know, she's also an activist for minority and women's rights. During the conversation, she spoke of the first time she was called the N-word and her journey to where she is now. And the metaphor moved the needle, just jumped out. The interview was recorded on video for the foundation and festival news. So whilst I was talking to the team about the interview, we just started talking and it just seemed natural to share of the team conversation here. So later I'll be checking in with some of the Metaphorically Speaking team to hear their thoughts on the metaphor. But before we check in with them, I'd like to peel back the layers of the phrase, spin it around, turn it inside out, and squeeze some juice out of it, just for fun. Well, let's start with the phrase itself and what it means as a metaphor, and then we'll dissect it some more. Basically, moving the needle refers to making a noticeable difference, hopefully for the better, and it's wisely used at present in business circles. Here's a business guru using the phrase.
For a digital project to make an impact, it has to move the needle. But do you know how your business really keeps score? Many boards and CEOs use specific KPIs that more closely monitor the individual strategic initiatives. Ultimately, these impact the big metrics as well.
Moving the needle has been described as a bit of business jargon that has been around so long that it's back in vogue. Management focus less on the performances of specific people and more on the business as a whole, as if there's a gauge or a meter with a needle pointing to the overall performance of the company. Employees have to be effective on the management's terms, or their work simply won't register on that meter, as it were. To progress, to impress, it's necessary to make a noticeable difference, to move the needle, and then to be seen to be responsible for that effect. In management circles, therefore, the phrase is seen as motivational. Most metaphors use a well-known visual image to imply an idea, and the basic idea of this metaphor is no different. When we hear the phrase move the needle, the most common image that comes to mind is of a needle moving on a dial, a gauge, or a meter. This is such a recognizable image that even in the digital world, meters often display a picture of a needle on a dial just to make things easier to read at a glance. Needles and dials are everywhere, from the high-tech electronics of the recording studio to simple spring-driven kitchen scales or the speedometer in a car and the pressure gauge used to check the tires. Moving the needle, making change happen, isn't always good, of course. Some systems require stability above all else, and when that needle goes into the red zone,
that gas is gonna blow.
Oh, shoot.
It's gonna blow!
The air pipe! There's all kinds of gas! It's gonna blow!
Oh, God. Man, that Ricky sure knows how to throw a party.
Meltdown. It's one of those annoying buzzwords. We prefer to call it an unrequested fission surplus.
In business too, where growth is often the most sought-after change, there are many instances of such ambition leading to collapse. So it is too in sport, politics, or life in general. Overextending or not taking enough care of basics or making changes for change's sake can be disastrous. In the words of one proverb, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And in the words of another, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's go back to our visual image. Needle and dial meters are very common, and in general, people understand them more quickly than decimal digits or other graphic representations, at least when only one measurement is being shown. This might be because worldwide we are familiar with circular clocks and compasses that we've been using as sources of variable information for centuries, right back to the most primitive sundials. Another very obvious piece of imagery that may come to mind, however, is playing music on vinyl. Although the stylus is a complex and high-tech part, it's still often referred to as a needle, since that's what was originally used to pick up the tiny vibrations in the grooves of a record. This technology for recorded sound has been around for well over a century, long before even electronics became involved, and well before our present-day digital formats. In 1857, Eduardo Leon Scott, a scientist researching the nature of sound itself, patented a machine for recording onto a glass plate, displaying the characteristic wave patterns that sounds make. He called it a phonautograph. It was not possible to play the sounds back at this stage, but soon a new development took place, using a needle scratching a track on soot-blackened paper stretched around a cylinder. 20 years or so later, Thomas Edison also played a part. Edison is known to many as a prolific inventor, but to many others he is just a prolific patentee who habitually took out patents on other people's inventions. For this reason, he has even been called the Great Pretender.
Oh, yes, I'm the Great Pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown.
That snippet, of course, was from The Platters. And there's another connection here, because Platters is a nickname for the circular discs or records that become the norm for playing music. But back to Thomas Edison. In this case, his idea was to combine the technology of the phonautograph with the very newest technological idea in mind, namely the telephone, which was taxing the brains of inventors, all keen to turn the idea of speaking through wires at great distance into a reality. He called it a phonograph and demonstrated it by playing the nursery rhyme "Mary Had a Little Lamb" to an enthralled audience. The first recording ever of a human voice. However, the device didn't achieve the public acclaim and sales that he wanted, and he abandoned it a few years later as a waste of time. Not so with Alexander Graham Bell. He did patent the first telephone and used the money to explore Edison's phonograph. He returned it into a graphophone by turning the whole thing on its side. He replaced the fixed needle with a floating one and replaced the cylinder with one made from wax. This invention proved so successful and popular that Edison made significant changes to his phonograph, adopting Bell's ideas and applying his own marketing flair in America.
I didn't copy anything. I adapted a couple ideas, maybe, but I was the first to patent in the USA. And that's the bottom line.
This technology predominated the world of music recording, outdoing magnetic tape in all its formats, and even seeing off an almost complete takeover by digital recordings on compact disc in the couple of decades around the millennium. Vinyl records have made a comeback from that, but only time will tell whether they survive more recent challenges. With constant changes in information technology making it increasingly difficult for anyone to keep up, and with the attraction of physical engagement, being able to hold records in your hand, it seems that they may well survive mobile phones and even the cloud. However, with adverse attitudes to the use of plastics, perhaps we'll have to change the materials we use to manufacture them once more. Well, we seem to have wandered off the topic again, so let's get back on track. Oh, I just realized that that metaphor, back on track, could also be linked to the music industry. I should probably say, let's get back on course instead, of course. Well, it seems clear that today's metaphor, moving the needle, comes from either the idea of an analog meter or playing a vinyl record, doesn't it? Well, as it turns out, there are other connections that can be made. But let's leave it there for a little while.
The song that signifies moving the needle for me is a classic. It's by Jimmy Cliff, and he has so many songs that move the needle, like The Harder They Come. But this song, just, to me, an important classic. It's not just the words of the song. Let me see if you can guess which one I'm talking about. But when I think of the movie that Jimmy Cliff starred in, The Harder They Come, and I think of this song, they both make me look at civilization, diversity, and where we are today. They symbolize the struggle and hard work of our ancestors, and how now we are still trying, but we do appreciate the start that we've been given, and we do continue to strive for happiness and equality. Enjoy.
Turn back, my heart is fixed, my mind's made up. I'll never stop, my faith will see me through. Let me tell you, I'm all alone. This lonesome road I roam, I've got no love to call my very own. Oh, the river gets deeper, the hills get steeper, and the pain gets deeper every day. Yeah, I've got a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. Said it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back, my heart is fixed, my mind's made up. I'll never stop, my faith will see me through. Of a home far beyond the sea, where there is love, peace and joy for me. Oh, in my eyes I see troubles and danger for me, but destiny, where it leads me, I must go. Hey, I've got a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. Said it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back, my heart is fixed, my mind's made up. I'll never stop, my faith will see me through.
That was Jimmy Cliff's 1967 Hard Road to Travel. Did you know he is the only living reggae musician, multi-instrumentalist, singer, and actor to hold the Order of Merit, the highest honor of Jamaica?
It might be amusing to explore the other context in which the phrase move the needle might be used. As frequent visitors may know, I like to look back in history sometimes, and this is no exception. But before I go on, I hope that none of you listening have a phobia of needles. But if you do, you should probably turn the sound down after the next little bit for just a minute, because there are going to be quite a few references that you might not enjoy. Sometimes moving the needle, making changes in an effort to improve in business or in personal life, can entail a great deal of effort. The end result may seem almost unnoticeable to an onlooker, but it speaks of a high volume of determination, sometimes against the odds, and maybe even against common sense. When the London landmark Cleopatra's Needle, a 3,500-year-old stone obelisk formerly situated in Alexandria, Egypt, was transported by sea to its new home, it required the building of a specially designed container ship to house it. As this happened in 1878, this alone cost the equivalent today of over £1.2 million, or $1.6 million. The ship was towed by another ship specially commissioned for the task. The attempt ended in failure, and after the deaths of six people, the container ship was cut adrift in the treacherous waters of the Bay of Biscay. A rescue mission finally brought the obelisk to London some 3 months after it had left Egypt. It now stands on the embankment as a monument to the British military victory over Napoleon and the retaking of territory in the Middle East. Now, that was such big news for me. With the public money spent on Cleopatra's Needle and the lives lost, there must have been many people at the time who were angry at the whole affair. In other words, to use another metaphor, they could have got the needle about it, because getting the needle or being needled refers to being angered or annoyed about something. On the same point, ouch, that was a bad pun, according to one dictionary, a needle match is a bitterly fought contest between competitors or teams who bear each other a grudge. Okay, so now is the time to turn down the volume if you're scared of needles, just for a minute or so. You could say that just now we had a small collection of metaphors, all in the same vein, which brings me neatly to...
Well, you may have to move the needle, nurse, if you can't find a vein.
Some good advice there for giving injections or drawing blood for donation. A generation or two ago, when hypodermic needles weren't as fine as they are today, severely diabetic patients needed frequent injections of insulin. Finding a good place to inject was sometimes a problem, so the needle had to be moved every time, so to speak. With these medical needles in mind, we can see that our metaphor today can refer to taking care and making corrections as we go along. When it comes to moving needles in a purely physical sense, we can be rightly amazed at the speed of industrial machines churning out knitwear or lace, or, for that matter, at the dexterity of people who can perform these actions with the aplomb of a conjurer. One woman manages nearly 90 stitches a minute and is rightly in the Guinness Book on that account.
Ma, would you knit me a sweater? No, darling. You're a polar bear.
I hope you enjoyed the more informative look at our metaphor. We thought, why not round off the show with a chat with some Metaphorically Speaking production members. Here we have Odua, Ernie and Sabina discussing what this metaphor means to them. Dedicated listeners may recognize them from our Christmas episodes. Otherwise, enjoy a little peek behind the curtain of the MSDD team.
So I don't know if you guys had a little read or research, or even if you have your own understanding, but we have the metaphor of the week is move the needle. Does that make you guys think of anything in specifically, or yeah, what does it mean to you?
From what I can see, it means to shift the situation.
Totally, yeah. Not necessarily good and not necessarily bad, eh?
No, I mean, we can only hope that it would be to shift the situation in a good way.
I don't know, have there been moments where you've definitely felt like your input has changed something for the better?
Debatably, I've changed my own situation before. Oh. Like, I don't know. I used to not put as much work and stuff into like my projects and stuff as I could do. I don't know, a few years ago I kind of changed that, and now I'm doing a lot better off because of it.
It's really interesting. Do you find that it's happened because, do you think like age or maturity or anything has come into play, or has it been something else entirely?
It's age and maturity, I'd imagine. It's just, I think you sit and think things through. When you do that for long enough, you end up coming to conclusions and you're like, right, I need to change now. So
yeah, same thing. I think once you get to a certain age, it's like, yeah, you want to think things through, but then you're like, yeah, I need to just actually act on it. So
yes.
You can't just go ignoring your thoughts.
I think that's definitely tied a lot to I guess almost self-confidence as well, right? Because I'm someone who, when I get offered a situation, especially when I was younger, but I think of all the possibilities, the millions of different possibilities, not often great ones, and that's always what's kind of held me back. But yeah, I definitely, I think with my first proper job, I say that with inverted commas, that was the first time I kind of took the plunge in something, and things have changed ever since then. Like you said, it's thinking things through.
Yeah, definitely having a job as well. Like before I ever worked, it was literally, my first job was literally just a hospitality job washing up. But before that, like, I had basically no work ethic whatsoever. So when you put yourself in a situation where you have to work, you kind of develop it a lot, don't you?
What about you, Odwa? What was your first job, or the first one that really meant something to you?
Well, my first job was, oh my gosh, I'm going to show my age. I'm trying to push it back.
Don't say Woolworths.
No. I think my first job, oh my gosh, I was working at a telemarketing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
That's a mad first job.
I know.
How did you manage that?
Telemarketing back in the day when everybody had a house phone. Yeah, and then it was, yeah, that was a real eye opener. You definitely had to, like, you couldn't just, like, I don't know, be a bit late, or because you had to hit certain targets, and it was out, and they used to put it on like a whiteboard in the office with your name and how many targets you've managed to hit. So it's like you couldn't just like fall into the background. You had to show up and work, basically.
Do you felt like it was hard for you though to kind of stand out, make your own difference, move the needle?
Definitely in that environment, because you have to have that type of personality, that Stella's type of personality. And it's like, if you don't have it, you're going to struggle in those type of roles. So selling was definitely, I found out very quickly, was not for me.
And then, I mean, we all work on this lovely project together. I don't know if you guys want to say a little bit more about what you do, because we all do something completely different, don't we?
Yes, we've got very different roles. I just do the speaker interview promotional videos each week, which are basically just 40-second clips taken from the podcast, and I kind of add some like animations and stuff to it, and it's just done to promote the podcast.
So I help manage and create the social media content. This is more of the graphics that I do, and then I will list Ernie's great videos that he does as well onto our social media. I'll post them onto our social media sites.
I mean, they're both very, very I used to work in a little bit of social media in my last job, and honestly, it's an upward battle. It's a hard one. I always take my hats off to you guys, my many hats. It is tricky because you don't always get the feedback that you want, even though you guys do great work.
I can't imagine actually being in charge of the social media. I've never had a role like that. Yeah, stressful.
Well, for everybody else, I'm a script supervisor, I should say, script supervisor. I used to write scripts, and now I supervise other people writing them, which does sometimes mean I have to write them still, but I guide people. I just read them and let them know that they're doing a good job, which is quite fun. I guess it is a fun one. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ernie Diniv and Odwa Asemaka, for joining me, Sabina Larchepra-Garcia, for having a little chat, a little catch up, because as I said, it's very rare that we're together, but it's really nice. It's really nice to say hello. Any last thoughts, you guys?
Yeah, just I hope you've been enjoying our shows. Catch us on the podcast.
Like, hey.
Yeah. Follow us on our social medias. Search for us and everything.
All of that stuff. All the stuff.
Yeah,
that's,
all of it. All the great stuff. Videos.
Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Fun little chat there with some of my crew. I couldn't do this without them. Honestly, thank you guys. Do let us know if you want to hear more from them in future episodes. Otherwise, I hope you've enjoyed our meander around today's metaphor and have decided for yourself how you might move the needle. I don't think our outro music is precisely relevant, but for a phrase like move the needle, it's just irresistible.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original King Julian for the girls, man. I love how all the girls, they love to move their body. When you move your body, you're gonna move it nice and sweet and sassy. All right? Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body make a bun, man. Woman, you're cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body make a bun, man. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, energetic. Bitchy body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitchy body, ocean at the big Titanic. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body make a man mad.
Woman, you cute.
And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body make a man mad. Eyeliner. Funny face and make man mad up. Nose powder. Funny face and make man mad up. Like your eyebrow. Funny face and make man mad up. Girl, your lipstick. Funny face and make man mad up. Woman, a nice broad face. And a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Bitch, you put the ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, a nice broad face. And a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Bitch, you put the ocean at the big Titanic. Whoa. Bo, 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 bo.
Move it.
I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. We like to move it, move it. They like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Metaphorically Speaking. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe learned something new. Thank you to Odua, Ernie and Sabina for being my guests today. And huge thanks to Jonathan Woods, who edited this show and has been a tower of reliability and creativity. And to the rest of the team, I look forward to you being guests soon. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a metaphor for an upcoming show, you can reach us at info@metaphorically speaking.uk. We'd love you to share the show with your friends, colleagues, and family. And please feel free to leave a review on colourful.com or on our podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify, and all major streaming platforms. I say this all the time, we depend on you to help us grow so we can produce the best content for you to enjoy. Don't forget to join us for another metaphor next week. But before we go, I wanted to share the sing-along song that Miss Williams performed at the concert and received a standing ovation. Of course, it's Save the Best for Last. I'm Delia Delore. Bye for now.
Colorful, Delia Delore, colorful radio.